Amen. And we decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord even now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and the lives of your people even now. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day even now. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass our home even now on this day. We decree and declare divine connection take place on this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take us over right now on this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place on this day. We decree and declare prosperity on this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place on this day. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day. We decree and declare right direction on this day. We decree and declare, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and in our going on this day. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives and the family's lives on this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening for us all right now on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind on this day. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation on this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now on this day. We decree and declare open doors and open opportunities for your people on this day. We decree and declare the pouring out of blessings that we may not have room yet to receive it on this day. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower on this day. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail on this day. We decree and declare we are more than conquerors on this day. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line. Open up in our heavenly language. Hi, Ananana Mashanda. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I praise you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. I thank you, God, for awakening me even this morning, God, keeping me awoke and allowing me to get on this prayer line again. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. God, thank you for drawing us together again in unity, lifting up our voices, seeking you this morning, God. Thank you for the leadership, Prophetess Darlene. Thank you, God, for the prophets, prophetesses on the line, Lord. Bless each and every one of them. Strengthen them in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies, God. Give them a freshness, a newness, God. Give them peace and divine joy, God. And prepare them for the new day that you have made for them. God, strengthen them, their families, strengthen their loved ones. And look upon the people listening in on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Encourage them, Lord. Let them know that you're with them. You have them in the palms of your hands, God, as they continue to seek your face, oh God. Lord, strengthen them, and God, give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight, God. And I ask you, God, to look upon the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Thank you for their vision. Thank you for their courage. Thank you for their strength and their faith. God, I ask you to strengthen them in their bodies, and bless them and just encourage, keep them encouraged to go on, and allow the ministers who work around them to uphold them in this work that they have to do, oh God. And I ask you to look upon all your pastors and prophets and prophetesses and evangelists and teachers, apostles and preachers, God, and bless them in a mighty way for the work that they do, God. Bless Prophetess Mascarene and her son and her church. Bless Prophetess Barbara Tucker, God, wherever she might be on today, God. I ask you to bless Prophetess Janice Goss and all those who uphold the hands of the Master Prophet, God. Thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for their courage, God. And God, I ask you to look upon our country, God, and the leadership in the country, God, and all, everything that's going on, God. And I ask you to bring an end to the suffering of your people, Lord, and especially those who are suffering under the hand of racism, God. Oh, God, I ask you to crush that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and bring a newness to people's hearts and minds, and let them know one is no better than the other, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, God, I love you and I praise you for what you're doing in our lives, God. I ask you to increase us and advance us, God, and allow us to do the work that you've called us to do, oh God, and allow us to be faithful and true to your word, God, to have compassion on each other, God, to have love for each other. You called us to love one another, oh God, because we will have to answer to you for every idle word, for every sin that we've committed, oh God. We confess our sins because you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for your mercy towards my family, God, your mercy that just endures forever, God, as they continue to go about their ways. God, I ask you to bless them and strengthen them and save them, those who need to be saved, God. Look upon the Applewhite family. I have to pray for them every day, God. I pray for them until that marriage comes together in unity, God, and I pray for their children, oh, Lord. I pray for even my sister Jerry and her husband, God. And I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. And the marriages in the family, those few marriages that we have, God, bless them and strengthen them, God, and give them peace, oh, Lord. And thank you for your covering, God. I ask you to look upon your golden seers on this morning, God, the elderly, God. Bless them and strengthen them and give them peace and allow their families to be around them and encourage them, God. And don't let any people be lonely, oh God, especially your elderly. I ask you to look upon those in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, wherever they might be, God. Bless them and strengthen them. Protect them, God. And even your children, God, look upon them, protect them. Keep them from any harm, hurt, or danger, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just come to you humbly to thank you for this day. Thank you that all my limbs, you know, are in excellent working condition. I thank you that I'm able to see, you know, to read the Bible, Psalm 34:7, that the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Thank you, God, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. And I thank all the prophets, that prophetess that's on the line that is a part of that. I thank all the prophets worldwide, those who impone. I thank all the listeners that's listening in and being blessed by the word of the Lord and the prayers going up to you. I thank you for my family, Kevin, Paul, and Olivia, and my grandchildren, and all the parents that's on this line and all of their children. Protect them, Lord, a hedge of protection over their comings and goings. And I thank you for the mothers of our churches worldwide. And I thank you for all the people worldwide for having a humble heart, spirit, love, and desire to serve you, Father. I thank you for our archbishops and bishops and pastors and evangelists and apostles and all the teachers that's teaching your people worldwide. Thank you for the faithfulness of their service. I thank you for and pray that you give peace and restoration to the devastated states worldwide and countries. Let them know who you are, Father, that it's you and who they should trust. Thank you for my sisters, you know, Olympia, Prophetess mm-hmm. Olympia, and Antonia and Angelina. Give them peace and of mind, Lord, to know who you are, and have them come to you for all things, Lord. I thank you for everything. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the non-pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. This truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Father God, we just thank you for another day coming to your presence and before you, Father. We come humbly submitted unto you, Father, because we know that you are our source, and without you, where would we be? Father, I just thank you for our Archbishop, Pastor Prophet Ivana Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for their strength, their wisdom, their guidance, their direction. Father, we thank you that they love you, that they love your people worldwide, and they don't stop until you get it. And even when you get it, Lord, the teaching, they still continue to pour out unto the great people of God. Father, I thank you for Mother Jordan and Mother Mary Barry. And Father, I thank you for poem and prophecology. I thank you for the pastors, the elders, the ministers, the deacons and deaconesses, Father. I thank you for the teachers. Father, I thank you for covering Las Vegas and California, the Caribbean islands, Puerto Rico, and Africa. Father, I thank you for strengthening our elderly, their mind, body, and soul, Father. Father, I thank you for world peace. Father, thank you for the president and his cabinet. Father, may you continue to give them instructions, and may they have an ear to hear your voice in this season. Father, we thank you for Congress and the House of Representatives. Father, we thank you for the continued healing of our very own prophetess, Cynthia Dawson, prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Bostic, prophetess Naomi Jordan Cook, Father. We thank you for giving them that strength and the clarity and the wisdom and understanding, Father. Father, we thank you for continuing to protect your sick and shut-in, Father. We thank you for protecting our children worldwide. We thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you for joy, strength, peace, and beyond measure, Father. We thank you for restoration and death cancellation. Father, we thank you for real estate miracles. Favor in legal matters, Father. May your people know that you still are in control of all things. Father, we thank you for the returning of our loved ones safe and sound back home. Father, I thank you for my dearest friend, Susan Baker, as she goes for her cataract surgery today, Father. I thank you for your love. I thank you for loving us all unconditionally. I thank you for your law and your wisdom. I thank you for your angels that love us so and guide us each day. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. And thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Thank you, God, for clearing the way, God. Thank you, God, for being that way maker, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for being a hope amongst all those communities affected by the storms, God, and any devastation in their lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for letting us be prosperous, oh God. And oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us be above only, Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for bringing us safe through the night into this glorious new day that you have given us, Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us a courage and patience in whatever trials come our way, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we use your glory and we use the glory to your kingdom, the precious hour of today, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for awakening our minds and stimulating our hesitating will, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for this being with and comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, Lord. God, visit them and heal them, O God, in your precious name, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for the right divine relationship, God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, O Lord. And, O God, we thank you, God, for soulmates, O God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for being in comforting and helping all your marriage, God. Thank you, God, for giving them lots of love and letting them be strong together and holy and deathless, oh, Lord. We thank you, God, for that, oh, God. And God, we thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, for making a clear way for us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for directing our minds towards your commands, oh God, dear Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for all the office of authority, God. We thank you, God, for giving them wisdom, giving them knowledge, giving them strength, oh God. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your healing powers, God. And we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We thank you, God, for new opportunities in this day, new day, God. We thank you, God, for reshaping us, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for enlightening us and strengthening us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all that's on the line, God. We thank you, God, for all the leaders, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, Almighty God, for this day that you have made, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing our president of this country, God, giving them wisdom, giving them knowledge, oh God. And we thank you, God, just for peace. The wars of horrors, for that to pass away and peace reign here, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, God. Thank you for increase. Thank you for love. And thank you, God, because you are our constant helper, God. And thank you again, Lord, for relationship healing, oh God. And thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We love you, dear Lord. And we thank and praise your mighty name, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace even now. We thank you for healing. We thank you for peace even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father, we thank you for divine joy. We thank you for divine intervention even now, Father God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in the lives of your people even now. Father, we ask that you continue to grant your grace and peace and love and strength even now in our lives, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be open to hear your voice clearly even now on this day, Father God. We thank you for divine strength even now, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children, Father God. Thank you for blessing us as we come and as we go even now. We thank you for divine strength. We thank you for right relationships, right connections, right friendships even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our hearts, in our spirits, and in our homes, Father God. Allow a fresh wind of peace to blow in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for protecting us, healing us, and guiding us, Father God. Allow our ears to be open so that we can hear you clearly, Father God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Father. Have your way in our lives, Father God. Allow us to rest peacefully on this morning, and thank you for a new day. I love you, Lord. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for another day for Midnight Cry, Father God. And, Lord, look upon all of us, dear Lord. Lord, you know everything that we need, Father God. And, Lord, look upon those that need a special touch, Father God, with their family members, dear Lord. Look upon those that need salvation in their life, dear Lord. And, Father, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for new money that's going to show up. We thank you for the transformation of our lives, dear Lord. We thank you that you are here when we just call on you, Father God. And, Lord, we call on you, Father God, for everything. We surrender everything with open arms, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you and praise you, dear Lord. Look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as they continue to have the vision to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord. Look upon prophecology that's coming in next year in 2018, dear Lord. Bless the people. Deliver them, Father God. Give them their heart desire, dear Lord. Look upon the revival that's coming up in November, dear Lord. Let the prophets come and just speak the word of the Lord, Father God. Touch many lives, dear Lord. Let the people have your way, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I lift my son up to you tonight, Father God. Father, you know everything that's going on in that situation, dear Lord. I trust and believe, Father God, that you will work the situation out, dear Lord. And I thank you in advance, dear Lord, that we have the victory, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, and let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. For you said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. And we thank you, God, that we are one voice and one sound to be heard in the heavens. And we unite our voice to take dominion over all the power of the enemy. We bind our forces and lift our hearts to heaven, and we decree and declare that no weapon formed against your people can prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We lift our voices to be heard in the heavens to decree and declare debt cancellation. We decree and declare miracles, miracles of increase and expansion. We decree and declare favor in our places of employment, expansion and increase. We decree a shakarabasaya and declare healing of the mind, body, soul, and spirit. We decree and declare healing is a children's bread, and we call forth the manifestation of health, healing, and wholeness. We decree and declare healing of relationships, healing in our families, healing and deliverance from every generational curse. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. And we bless our Archbishop. We bless our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless the First Family. We bless the Prophetic Order. We bless the people on this line and every family that's represented. And we decree and declare the answer and the breakthrough for every prayer request submitted. And we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen. And you can join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to join us live here on this very same line for our teaching with the Master Prophet. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard again. And we will be here, and we'll be having our powerful teaching with the Master Prophet. Then you can join us at 12 noon on the same line for Pop Life Radio. And we'll be here, and that will be from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then 8 p.m., Prophet Joshua will be live, 8 p.m. right here on this line for a powerful teaching. I want to encourage those of you that are connected, stay connected and check your emails. Then we'll be joining back here at midnight for our midnight cry. Prophetess Darlene.
For men always pray and not faint. And we want to encourage you to continue to join the Midnight Cry and bring someone with you. Advertise, post it on your Facebook pages and Instagram pages and share that the prophets are praying. God bless you. Good day.
God bless you.